This is University of Maryland news for the week of April 4th through the 8th. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. A new global study released this week by the university's International Center for Media and the Public Agenda finds that college students around the world are addicted to media. The World Unplugged study asked around 1,000 students in 10 countries on 5 continents to give up all media for 24 hours. The participating students recorded their experiences. The findings of the study describe the vivid cravings and anxieties college students have for media, as well as the depression they feel when having to abstain from it. Most students from all the countries failed to go the full 24 hours, and they all used virtually the same words to describe their reactions. Words like confused, irritable, lonely, and paranoid. In total, the students wrote almost 500,000 words to describe how they felt about living without media. A team of scientists, including members of the Joint Quantum Institute, University of Maryland, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology, have now made neutral atoms act as though they are charged. Using synthetic electric fields created out of ultra-cold gas, each individual atom acts as though it is a charged particle, while collectively remaining neutral. Scientists say that while the neutral atoms experience this synthetic electric field, they do not repel one another as would true charged particles in an ordinary electric field. This dual personality will help researchers study electrical phenomena such as superconductivity, the flow of electricity without resistance, and the quantum Hall effect. The university recently received an award from the League of American Bicyclists for being a bike-friendly campus. The university, which established the Bike UMD program in 2009, was given the Bronze Award for having begun projects, policies, and programs that exhibit a commitment to promoting bicycling. Bike UMD includes services such as basic bicycling classes and a free campus bike shop, in addition to bike racks being added to all of the parking garages. On April 30th, a new bike program will be debuted. Department of Transportation Services graduate intern Lucy Wang explains.
This year, Maryland Day is going to be introducing a pilot program. It's the Bike Valet program. So this way, bicyclists can ride their bike into campus and have their bike parked safely and securely without worrying about bike theft or forgetting where they parked their bike.
Bike coordinator John Brandt says the university plans to incorporate bike valets, new classes, and possibly lanes, and that they certainly aren't stopping at Bike UMD. On Thursday, President Lowe attended the groundbreaking of the Watershed. University students are building a house that will recycle wastes to retain energy, just like Maryland's natural wetlands. News desk reporter Sean McCauley visited the site and spoke with grad students Kevin Vandeman and Allison Wilson about the project.
The Watershed is the latest entry into the solar decathlon. The decathlon is a biannual competition to design a home that is not only energy efficient, but affordable and attractive. Students from many different disciplines are working together to design a home that mimics the Maryland watershed.
I think I got a lot more of the scientific information than I knew because we're working so closely with other schools like the environmental science students.
When completed, the home will offer a roof that generates solar electricity and innovative technology to control functions like temperature. But the students are not only learning how to apply their disciplines into a practical skill. The most important lesson students are learning is that nature can often provide the best examples on how to live efficiently.
We were really interested in what it means to build in the Chesapeake Bay watershed and what it means to really be from Maryland. The buildings that we create have a direct impact on how healthy the bay is. So we were using watershed as a vehicle to explore how we can make our buildings work more harmoniously with the bay, but also to start to advocate on behalf of the bay about the issues that it's facing and what we as people can do to improve its health.
I'm Sean McCauley, reporting for the UMD News Desk.
Coming up at the University of Maryland on Monday, a day-long colloquy on diversity, democracy, and higher education will be held in the Student Union. CNN's Soledad O'Brien will kick off the event with her keynote address at 9 a.m. The day-long event will include various panels and presentations. At 3 p.m., the winners of the This I Believe essay competition will be read aloud and receive scholarships from Radio Hall of Famer Bob Edwards. This event is co-sponsored by the Office of the Associate Provost for Equity and the African American Studies Department. All events throughout the day are free and open to the public. The University Career Center's Industry Networking Series is sponsoring a panel discussion on how to find a job in the sports or entertainment industry on Wednesday. From 4:30 to 6 p.m., a panel of organization reps will discuss and answer questions about their industry. It is highly encouraged that participants dress professionally and bring several copies of their resumes. The panel will be held in the University Career Center in Hornbeck Library. On Thursday, disability rights activist John Hockenberry will be speaking at McKeldin Library. Hockenberry is also an author, commentator, and an award-winning journalist, and he's done it all from a wheelchair. Hockenberry compels us to take another look at our society's attitudes toward people with disabilities. Thursday's event, entitled Fighting for the Inclusion of America, No Tea Party, will be from 4 to 6 p.m. in McKeldin Library, room 6137. Thursday's event, entitled Fighting for the Inclusion of America, No Tea Party, will be from 4 to 6 p.m. in McKeldin Library, room 6137. That's the news for this week. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. Have a great day.